Introducing everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm better than I was.
That's good. I don't know how you can get any better. And we're back. We're here.
Hello, hello.
We're live. We're happening.
Right now.
This thing.
The here and now.
That's right.
Not tomorrow.
We're not focused on tomorrow.
Yesterday.
We're not dwelling on the past.
Only today.
We're right here.
Was that funny?
No.
I didn't. I wasn't done. It was funny.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Hey!
Hey, you're back!
Yeah, hi.
Oh, it's good to see y'all back in here.
Uh-huh. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all packed up.
For what?
From a trip.
You're going on a trip?
Well, yeah. I told you I was going to go on vacation this
hallelujah.
Summer.
Hallelujah. Where are you going?
I'd pack it up, and I'm going to go see the sights, you know what I mean?
What sights?
The sights, you know, just different places.
You don't have anywhere in particular?
Yeah.
You're going to go?
Oh, no, I have it's a whirlwind tour. It's the Buford Tour 2010.
Okay. Is it like a...
I got the Studebaker packed up with all my belongings I'm going to need.
Like a tacky tour?
Left out a bunch of, no, I don't even need nothing sticky on this one. Left out a bunch of food for the goats, you know, and everything. Uh-huh. Got the automatic catfish feeder set up there by the pond.
Uh-huh.
Closed up the bait shop, and here I go to Studebaker. The tires is aired up, and I got me a full tank of gas.
Really?
Gonna go see the world.
Where are you going?
Oh, well, like I said, it's a tour. I got many stops planned.
Okay. Can you be specific?
Well, yes. I guess I could tell you a few of the places. I want to see the Corn Palace.
Oh, really? You're going to go to South Dakota?
I want to see the Corn Palace in South Dakota.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
I've got one of them coffee table books.
Yeah?
Of the Corn Palace.
Really?
Yeah, and I've always wanted to see it in person, you know.
You never made it through the whole coffee book because it was so boring and it put you to sleep? Is that what happened? I've been to the Corn Palace.
No, you've been to the Corn Palace?
I have.
How about that? I didn't see a bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you go to the Corn Palace and not have a bumper?
Because when I was there, I was 14, 15,
oh,
something like that.
Yeah, it's more of a mature.
It ranked on the lamest places I had ever been.
Right, well, you
list.
Were 14,
yeah.
You know. You gotta have a mature palate to take on the Corn Palace.
You really do.
Really?
You do. Yeah, maybe you should take your goats and leave them there.
Now, they don't allow, you know, it's weird. But they don't allow animals inside the Corn Palace.
They don't.
No.
No, yeah, they're
it's
afraid
they... strange
they,
thing.
Well, no, I mean, you could take them and fence them, otherwise they might eat the Corn Palace.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go see the Spam Museum.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
The Hormel Museum there in...
Minnesota.
Yeah. What's that name of that little town? Austin?
Austin, Minnesota.
Austin, Minnesota at the Spam Museum.
There. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they got a whole sheep made out of Spam in there.
Really?
That's what they said.
A sheep?
That's what they said.
Interesting.
I'm it's part of my cultural tour. I'm going to see the sculptures while I'm there.
I'm sure you're not supposed to trot. It's probably bad.
You're messing up our headphones.
Sorry.
That joke didn't even make any sense because Spam's made out of pig shoulder.
It's a sheep.
I see what you're going there. Okay, go with the sheep part of that.
Where's
there.
Brad? He would have thought that was funny.
I'm over here in the corner. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go see the Aegean Sea there.
The Aegean Sea.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Gotta take a
like
boat
in
to
Israel.
GNC.
Isn't that somewhere
well,
in, the
in the Mediterranean?
East? In the Middle East, yeah.
No, it's in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
from what I understand, it's an alcove off of that place there.
The IGNC, yes. 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 Yes.
There's, and that's supposed to be very interesting.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Really?
It's set, yeah, it was one of the recommended places to see.
Uh-huh. There's no reason that you want to go to that sea.
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Yep. So anyway, then after that, I'm going to Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go get my tar done in Scotland.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, the Beaufort family tree, well, it's more of a stump, really, but it has roots,
uh-huh,
as any good stump would.
Uh-huh.
And those roots go all the way back, uh-huh, and they're grown together in several places, and to Scotland.
Really?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And in Scotland, I plan to look up a couple of my ancestors,
mm-hmm,
that are still alive.
Really?
I don't know how they survived.
Okay.
And I've written them a couple of letters.
Uh-huh.
I sent one of them an A, and the other one I sent an L.
Oh, that was good of you.
Yeah. And then we're going to hook up there for a little while, and I'll visit with them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to head on home.
All right.
Yeah, because that's about all the gas I'm going to have in the Studebaker, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Really? How are you going to pay for this trip?
Well, that's all paid for. I done filled up the Studebaker with, I mean, just the admission to the museums ain't going to be that much. No, I can make that off the, you know, the bait shop.
You're going to pay the ship to take you over there?
Good profit. What ship?
To drive your car on so that you can get to Scotland?
I'm going to take the Scotland Highway.
Oh, okay.
You know, you take the low road, I take the high road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. Well, I'm taking the high road.
Oh, really?
I am.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
I used to take the low road, but I got saved and all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the high road now.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's about all I got. I got to get going.
Okay. Well, when you get back, you'll need to tell me about the IGNC when you get back.
I will. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring y'all back some cool stuff. I got lots of play and get some souvenirs while I'm there, some bumper stickers, mm-hmm, T-shirts, you know. And I get one of those T-shirts that said, my crazy uncle went to Scotland and all I got was this stupid T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring you one of them.
Thanks.
And, I guess that's all. I gotta go now. That's all. Aloha and all.
Okay.
That's gonna be one interesting trip.
He does know he's not gonna get there, right?
You never know with Buford. He just has a way of finding himself in weird places.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, well, he's on a trip. That's interesting. So, meanwhile.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I am.
We're here, and you're feeling much better, and you actually have a voice and all.
I do. Still have some
mm-hmm,
have some throat drainage issues.
Throat drainage? Please don't snort during the show.
I'm not going to snort.
Okay.
I might cough.
Well, don't hack up anything.
You don't mean
show.
To hack up
no,
anything?
No, please. Okay. That's gross.
What if I hacked up something?
I said don't.
You said didn't hack.
Don't hack.
Okay.
Just don't.
Just saying. Sometimes it's the only way to feel better.
Listening
Kids.
To your
announcement
repository, take twice daily. Anyway, I'm listening to Space Turtle, Justin O'Master, here's a voicemail about driving, and I hear something in the background. Is someone scribbling?
Scribbling?
Is someone, like, filling in some piece of paper with a pencil? Because I can hear that, and I'm in a car. Like, it's not in my headphones or anything like that. I'm driving, and there's wind everywhere, but I hear a pencil going across this paper at, like, a million miles an hour, just scribbling it. I can tell it's not writing, because it's all just the same...
Well, Faith likes to
instead of, you know,
doodle.
The actual flowy yes. noise of a pencil writing something, so...
Faith's a big
Brad,
doodler.
Is that you?
No. No, Faith likes to doodle during the shows.
I do,
she,
very much.
Right now, she's not doodling, she's texting. But normally, she doodles during a show.
I do.
Right.
As you apparently can hear. I didn't know you could hear that, sorry.
That's okay. I've tried to tell you, but I've given up.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
And I've given up also on, you know, the slaps. Like, when we'll be out shopping in a clothes store or something, and she'll be looking for something for Helen, which has very little interest in me. I mean, I like to approve the final thing, but the shopping part. Just, and yet I get slapped for, you're not here. You're talking to people on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, she's texting like during the show all the time.
I do not.
And she thinks that if you asked her, she would tell you that I spend three times more time on my phone than she does on hers. That's what she'll tell you.
It's true.
No, it's not true, but that's what you would tell me.
I know. I text not all day long. Sorry to break it to you.
I don't text all day long.
But you're on it all the time.
That's what,
you Twitter,
that's what she says.
She says
I do it all the time.
You're on your phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I am not. I can go the entire day and not look at it unless I'm using it as a phone.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And texting doesn't count, of course.
No, I mean, I could go a whole day with maybe making two texts all day.
Uh-huh.
I can.
Sure. I believe you. I believe that you believe that is true.
Whatever.
Are you scribbling?
I'm not scribbling.
Stop
right now.
Stop it with the scribbling. Okay, bye.
See, you're getting on people's nerves. I'm just saying. Tried to.
Win. I'm not. The scribbling is.
Hey, Brad and Faith. Jose Torres.
Hey, Jose.
Okay, here. You're wondering why us young people don't know anything about 5 years ago.
Exactly.
As far as music, it's
yes.
Because back in your time, you didn't have any computers.
That's
the simple solution, the simple answer. You had nothing better to do but to listen to music.
Oh, really? We had nothing better to do.
Stuff to do. And we don't have time to listen to so much.
She's texting again.
So much music. Anyway, Even as you're imitating Dave, you still sound like a Texan, so it's really funny. Anyways, all right. I'll see you guys later. I love listening to your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dave didn't appreciate that. I don't know
why. He didn't?
No, I don't know why he didn't appreciate it. It's kind of weird.
Hmm.
Why are you yelling at me? Huh? You can't have a podcast making a voice from you. Yell at me. Don't yell at me anymore! Golly, I do have my own podcast!
Holy
cow! Why are you yelling at everybody on your podcast? Bye!
Good.
Was that really necessary,
no,
Wilkerson?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, please. Turn on the fan. Thank you.
It wasn't necessary.
It's 100. Today is the hottest day of the year.
106.
106 here in Sulphur Springs. Supposed
no, no.
to be
106 in Dallas, 102 in Sulphur Springs.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be the hottest day this year so far. It's stinking hot out there. My grass has turned brown. Next stage is bursting into flames.
It didn't turn, not in the front.
Yeah.
I water it every day.
I looked out. There's brown spots already forming. I'm like, I gotta go turn the water on.
I water it every stinking day.
I water it. My yard's going to burst into flames. Yep. That's what I mean.
Whatever.
Brad and Faith.
Yes.
This is Travis.
Hello, Travis.
It's a nice podcast.
Yes.
I'm listening to Pool Party.
They still do a podcast over there?
I don't think so.
I didn't know that.
And Brad, you made the comment that Kid Rock was a little country.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
He is, actually.
I think that's like...
He's a little redneck.
He hangs out with the country folk.
Like having some huge Sasquatch go into a biker bar...
Yes.
Order an umbrella drink...
Yes.
...and ask for a bikini wax. They just don't go.
But that's not true. He does all of the...
He does
the Farm Aid stuff,
yeah.
And he does all... He hangs out with Willie Nelson.
He plays with Merle Haggard.
Yeah, he hangs out with all those guys. It's true. I hate to break it to you.
He is... You know what? He's a cultured individual. He has multi...
well,
you
I
know,
don't know if I'd go that far.
Multi-tastes. He is what's bad about all of music. Not just rap, and not just rock, and not just country. No, he embodies all that is bad in all of those genres. In a very catchy way.
Yeah, in a very catchy way. Good for him.
That duet he did with Sheryl Crow, that was very country.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, yeah, and Sheryl has a little country in her, too.
She's got a little country in her.
She likes to...
She likes what? She what likes, were you finna- go ahead and finish.
No,
your
just they all have this respect for Willie Nelson that I find amusing.
Yes, this is Amy walking.
You have to respect Willie Nelson.
You do, as an artist.
In the spirit, hello, Brad and Faith. I just am in the middle of listening to the Agape Suppository show.
I just get a kick out of people calling in and saying that.
Love the title. And I wanted to call in about a few things that I heard. First thing is you were joking around about not having, like, a romantic podcast every single show. And I have to say, I agree. I absolutely love the marriage and romantic shows. Absolutely. They give me hope and inspiration. But I love how you have a variety. And I'm definitely enjoying
it. This is a variety show. It's sort of a... the Johnny Cash version of the variety shows.
No, I thought it was more like Cher.
It's like a box of chocolates.
Sonny and Cher.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
Doing the Groove Shark shows as
but
well.
It's going to have nuts.
Part of the reason is being single. If all of your shows were love and marriage, I would feel a little bit left out.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Hate that song.
Or,
hate it.
Or those lonely things a little bit too much.
Was that McCartney? Did Paul McCartney write that?
I don't know who wrote it, but I heard it for like 12 years on Married with Children.
I didn't watch the show specifically for that reason.
I didn't like the...
Because that song makes me want to kill somebody.
So if every show is that... So I appreciate and I thank you for the variety. I think it kind of spreads out.
That may be my all-time hatingest song. That one and I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston singing it. Mm-hmm. Those two things.
You like the song if Dolly sings it, huh? I mean, see, I mean, it has redeeming qualities because Dolly wrote the song.
No. I liked the song before Whitney Houston singing it. Now, even if I hear Dolly singing it, I think about Whitney Houston and puke. So I can't enjoy the song anymore.
Okay. Does it give you joy that at least Dolly Parton's making all the money off of that song?
It does
song?
Give me joy that she is rich because of that stupid song.
Yeah.
But, and I don't hate her for writing it. It was Whitney Houston that wrote it.
She wrote that for her family.
Exactly. But whoever wrote the Married with Children song, I hate them. Yes. I hate them. They are my enemy. I love them because I'm supposed to love my enemies, but I hate them.
Okay, good to know.
I love hate them.
Okay.
I hate loving them.
All right.
To numerous people. Secondly, Justin Lomaster called in Space Turtle, and he mentioned not texting while driving, and I completely agree. I've been hit, or I haven't been hit, but I've almost been hit numerous times from
That's
people who've
so
been texting.
Weird.
In the state of Washington.
What a coincidence! I've almost been hit like 5 times by people with cars who had phones in them where people could have been texting. It's so weird.
And they just recently passed a law, which I completely agree with, that actually we can't talk on the phone with our phone in our hand.
That is so stupid. Look, it's against the law to be distracted, to distract yourself while you're driving. Okay, if you're doing anything while you're driving, whether that's eating pizza or playing checkers or watching a movie or painting your toenails or...
Okay, that's good.
It's against the law to drive distractedly. And if you cause an accident because you were distracted while you were driving by something you were doing, then you get a ticket. It's against the law to do that. You don't need a special law for each individual thing.
It's already illegal.
And if you're a wreck while you're talking on your phone and you can prove in court that the wreck was caused because you were talking on your phone, then you get a ticket.
Okay, good to know. Keep going. Soapbox.
Currently, I can talk and drive. I am capable of doing two things at once. I can actually talk and drive.
Some people can't, though.
Some people can't. Some people can't walk and chew gum. I can talk. I can carry on a conversation while I'm driving. And why is it only with the phone? Why don't you have a law that says you have to have both hands on the steering wheel at all times?
And you can't talk to the person next to you because
and
that's
you
distracting.
Right. If you talk with your hands, you should not be able to issue a driver's license.
That's right.
You should be able to carry on a conversation with the person at the DMV without using your hands. or with your hands in the tentative position. If you could do that, then you can get a driver's license. Otherwise, no license for you.
Okay, really?
That's the same
We've already done this.
No, that was actually new with the whole whole bit with the DMV.
Yeah, yeah, that was new, but we've done all of this before.
I was very proud of myself
for
coming up with that.
Thank you for that, but can we move on?
I guess.
We've been on the soapbox.
You typically have a headset as well. It's illegal.
I think it should be illegal to drive with a headset.
To hold a phone while driving, as well to be
turning into
while
Nazi
driving,
Germany
and
pretty
the cop
soon.
Can actually pull you over.
We're not a Nazi, come here! This is a free country! You can die any way you want!
If you're doing either of those, just by seeing you, which I definitely agree with.
The next thing they're going to do is make it illegal to shoot guns in town or something.
Because
It's pretty dangerous. And let's see, I think that's it. Oh, last thing is I am very much enjoying the pool party Groove Shark.
Good. In fact, Groove Shark is now on the iPhone. It's free for 30 days. So get it. After 30 days, it's like $3 a month or $30 a year, which is pretty cheap considering the other ones. Like I looked into like RDIO, and that one's like $10 a month or something, $9 a month. Mm-hmm. So Groove Shark, even after the free trial period is over, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Plus you can, you know, create playlists and stuff like that on the fly.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's free for now. It's worth getting just for the 30 days and then, you know, turn it off, whatever, you can get rid of it.
The first Brad and Faith pool party list that you played every day this past week, I actually kept it on my iPod. And when I would come home from work to kind of unwind and get dinner ready and whatnot, I just listened to the songs.
Whatnot sighting.
And whatnot.
Because they were so much fun. And they're just simply so much fun. So thank you so much for those. And I haven't listened to the podcast of other people's pool party lists, but I am very much looking forward to that.
Well, we haven't done any yet.
Okay, well, keep up the awesome work that both of you are doing. And vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. We saw me and Helen went and saw Nanny McPhee.
Yesterday, yes.
Yesterday.
I went to the grocery store.
Faith refused to come with us.
I didn't. I said, do you want me to go to the grocery store on Sunday? No. And they said, no. I said, well, then I have to go now.
So she went to the grocery store, and we went and saw Nanny McPhee, and it was really good. Yeah. It was really good. I mean, like, I can't believe they made that into a movie good. That's how good it was.
Hey, guys. I know that it's Sunday, and you're probably on your way back from Wisconsin, but I just...
Holy cow.
Wow.
I just took a little afternoon bike ride around the lake, and it just brought to mind when Brad was saying that he was going by a lake or a bridge or something on his way home from Dallas. And how
I go over Lake Ray Hubbard on the way home every day, which is this huge lake right outside of Dallas. And it's got like this very long bridge across it. It's like, I don't know what, 3 miles long?
Probably.
He sees the boats getting tied up so that they can fish or something. Well, on our lake, I've seen guys out there fishing.
Not
they
to fish.
Never tied up their boats together.
No, they tied up their boats together to party. They don't tie up their boats together
to party.
Fish.
Yes.
It's the Redneck Yacht Club.
Good to do so. But today I saw a couple of rejects from the Mensa gene pool out there pulling their skis, water skis, on a pontoon boat with the throttle full wide open. And a pontoon boat, not ski boat, pontoon boat with the hull up in the air pulling people towards the ramp so that they could water ski over it.
Yeah.
At the same time.
What's wrong with that? I haven't heard anything wrong yet.
There were some other brilliant.
They didn't drive the pontoon boat over the ramp, right? I've tried that. You'll get stuck halfway, I promise.
Brilliant people with their jet skis trying to go over the ramp. A dog howling in the water with a life jacket on.
This is great. This is a Texas party.
I imagine that these are probably the same ones as sort of like crawl to their ice huts in the winter when the lake is frozen over to go fish for, I don't know, popsicles, fish sticks, whatever that they fish for in the winter. Anyways, I thought I'd just share that. Oh, and I almost got attacked by two herons on a trail yesterday. I was turning down a fork in the road.
Herons don't like squirrels.
No.
Empress. Herons
Not Empress.
Don't like squirrels.
And these two great big huge birds, I think they were about the same size as a snake bird, with red heads, I know the herons, with beaks, I mean, as long as can be.
Dangerous, I'm telling you, it's why squirrels don't like birds.
I'm sure that they could stab me straight through. And they wouldn't move. They just looked at me, and I'm inching up in my bike, and they wouldn't move. Then they squawked at me and flew away. It was horrific. I am sure that I will have to send my raccoons after them. Anyways, I hope you all had a great time. Missed hearing the podcast.
She has raccoon minions.
Yeah, she does.
Podcast. Vaya con Dios.
Well, that's
she sicks them on people.
Yes. Scary. It is a little scary.
Like little evil minions.
Highly recommend the
minions. Yeah, this is Felicia again.
Yeah, Felicia's almost 14.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not 8. I'm going to be turning 14 in December.
So. 14.
Good grief. That's old.
She doesn't seem like she's 14. She seems like a cute little, nice 8-year-old. 14's a brat.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's when I thought the Corn Palace was lame. Yeah.
So, yeah, bye.
Bye. She sounded a little disgusted with
she
me.
Was. She was a little disgusted.
I'm 14! Think I'm 8. How insulting. I insulted her. I'm sorry.
When you're old like us.
You'll appreciate when people get, when you look younger than you really are, you'll like it.
You'll think that's great.
Yes, but not now. No. Now you hate me. Later, you'll appreciate it.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen to your husband. Now listen to me. Now listen to your husband. Now listen to me again. You're listening to the sultry tones of my voice. You want to know how you can get those tones, Brad? Well, you can't, because I've been blessed with the genetics to have such a voice. You, on the other hand, missed out. You were in the funny line when God was handing out sexy voices.
I got the funny, though.
If you want to come even close? No. Old Spice won't help you either.
No.
Well, that's all I have to say now. Goodbye.
Oh, Wilkerson. This wouldn't be the same without him. Oh, and look, he called back.
Oh, yay us.
Well, I think he did.
No.
Is he going to talk?
Psych.
Who is this upstart over at Redshift Podcast coming down on my... Listen, I am the only one who can call in and tell people that they're stealing material because Brad has stolen so much material from me, it's not even funny.
It's true. People get offended when I don't listen to their podcast because they're like, you didn't listen to my podcast last week? If I listen to your podcast, I will steal all your stuff. Or I will come on my show and tell you how you got your subject wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you want that? I mean, no.
He mentioned Blue Shirt Tuesday. He got it from me.
I did. Blue Shirt Tuesday was a Wilkerson idea, and me and Charlie stole it, and we did it for, I don't know, 3 weeks?
He got a bunch of other stuff right from me, from the original Jesus Geek.
That's right.
The one who comes up with all the awesome, fantastic podcast ideas. Well, maybe.
And Jeff Roney. Jeff Roney, he even surrenders his stuff. He'll just call me and tell me good ideas.
Yeah, he doesn't even try.
he just
gives them to you.
Like, I know I would do this in my show, but you'd just steal it. So here.
Maybe not all of them. But anyway, all the ones that failed, Brad took and used them here on Two Blind Squirrels. So don't
That's
you
true.
Be...
All the stuff that you've done, you've tried and it failed, I've succeeded in making it good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on his case there, Mr. Redshift Kidge, who's afraid to use your real name on the internet.
It's Kian, if you want to know.
And hide behind a little avatar and your little name there.
I've got pictures of him, too, if you'd like to see him.
Because you
just email me. I'll send you pictures of him and his wife.
Yeah. Worried about people not...
Her actual real name is Swifty, though.
Yeah, it is.
So
knowing who you are, even though you post wedding pictures and videos up online on...
I know, that's so silly. We don't want to be, like, public. And then their, like, whole wedding was online. It was funny.
On YouTube.
A little ironic.
YouTube, people can see what you look like anyway. Bye.
But you got to be crafty to figure that stuff out. You got to really want to know.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I have their address to their new house. If
okay, that's, let's stop
that.
There.
Okay, just saying, I do. You can look at it on Google Earth.
You can check it out.
On Google Earth, it's just a field because it wasn't built when they took the picture. But anyway.
Yeah, this is Christina.
Hello.
From Emperor's Flame.
Hello.
I know we haven't been on in a long time.
Yes.
But I thought I would give y'all a call, hoping that this will be played before August 18th.
No.
My husband, the Emperor of Kansas. A happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. 4 days late. 5 days. 4 days late.
Yeah.
5 days when you hear this. 4 days when we recorded it.
I'll be celebrating 18 years. Love you, baby. Thanks for letting me use your show.
Oh, no. It wasn't for me, was it?
No. No, no. I love you, but...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know how you manage.
I don't either, but I do.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Brad McFadden.
Yes.
Yeah.
The evil villain in The Lion King.
Yes.
Was a lion named.
What?
What?
Why'd you stop it?
Scar, not a tiger, a lion. Thank you. That's all.
Bye. Really?
It was Scar. Yeah, that's right.
Was he a lion?
I don't think so, though. Wasn't a lion. He couldn't have been a lion, but I guess he was because he wanted to be in charge. And you can't be in charge if you're not
was
of the same species,
Scar
right?
A lion. Let's ask Google.
What does Google have to say?
He is the younger brother of Mustafa.
So he was a lion.
So he was a lion.
There you go. But he didn't look like a lion. He was all skinny.
Kidge is right again.
He was like a skinny outcast lion.
I guess.
He had face paint. It was a skinny face painted out.
But that movie
lion.
Was all like evolutionary and stupid anyway.
Yeah, it was. It was the whole food, yeah. The evolutionary
circle of life.
Circle of life.
It's okay
business.
To die. We're okay with dying, even though we don't know we're going to die because we're not sentient creatures. We're just animals.
There's April again.
All we have is fear of flight. But nevertheless. Okay. Last call. Are we ready for the very last call?
We are.
Are we?
We are.
Are we sure?
We're sure.
This may be the last call ever of Tupac Squirrel since we don't podcast much anymore. People haven't stopped calling in. This one was called in on August the 15th, and it was the last call that we received, and this is the last call that we're going to play today.
Okay. Well, let's listen to it.
Hello. We're just wondering where the squirrels have went to. It's not winter, so they're not hibernating.
We hibernate in the summer.
Yeah.
No, actually, in the winter we hibernate and we podcast a lot because we're in the tree. But in the summer we're out gathering nuts.
Yeah. And we're May, very busy.
What is May anyway? You gather nuts in May? What's a May?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought about that?
Okay.
Kind of missed y'all.
We don't gather May.
Mm-mm.
No, because we don't know what it is. If we knew what it was,
it
tasted good.
We might gather it.
We might gather some, but.
Anyway, this is Christina out of Kansas, and thought we would say hey.
Hey.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Don't you mean maze?
No.
Hello, this is Kid.
Wait.
Listening to your Agape suppository.
I already heard this.
I already heard that.
Round and round we go.
Oh, it's nuts in May. Gathering nuts in May.
Not.
But you can't gather nuts in May. They don't fall until September.
Well, that's here.
Oh. Can't gather nuts in May. I guess when you wake up from your hibernation, you go gather the nuts that you buried the previous fall.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it means.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. We learned a lot today.
Sure
we learned that Scar was a lion and that it's nuts in May, not nuts and May.
And I'm going to pay $50 to the person who can tell me why Buford is going to the IGNC.
$50.
$50. In Monopoly money.
Okay, well, that's something to say. Somebody will look that up and figure it out.
Monopoly money. Not real money. But it, you know.
I can't wait to see a picture. I can't wait to see the picture. Did you know that Dave graduated?
I'm sorry, who?
Dave.
Avila?
Yeah, because you don't listen anymore over there. You haven't even listened. You don't even podcast. I mean, I'm trying to make an excuse for you here, and it's coming out completely wrong.
He graduated?
You haven't been listening to their show. I at least have been keeping up with their show.
Yes.
And I haven't been telling you about it, because when we're together, we're talking about the school. So, but yes, he graduated.
Really?
Yes.
Good for him. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Not from kindergarten. He graduated from college.
Really?
Yes, he got a bachelorette degree. I don't know. He got one of those pieces of paper written on the sheepskin.
Yeah.
Yes.
In what?
In what did he graduate?
What's his major?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. He didn't brag on that too much.
He didn't.
I don't know if it's business or
good to know.
Or ministry or because maybe he became a reverend too or something. Yeah. No, he gave a speech at the reverend place, didn't he?
I don't know.
That's what it was. Michael became a reverend. I get confused.
Yes.
So anyway, Dave graduated. I don't know what it's graduating business or something.
Okay. Good to know. Yay for you.
Yay for him. Mm-hmm. So, but he's going to send a picture out to all his devotees of him in his cap and gown on a donkey.
Really? That's nice.
I know, isn't it cool? Can't wait to get that signed. You know,
yeah.
With love, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Or all my love, Dave. Or.
Yeah.
Donkey love, Dave. You know, whatever he puts on there, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come up with something better than that.
Probably it's something interesting that we can't prevent us from hanging the picture on the wall.
Right, that we can't repeat.
Right.
Yes. Or leave out public consumption.
The donkey probably be taking a pee at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's something, no telling. Something crude.
Did you just call Dave crude? How rude. Tell him crude.
I didn't say it was crude. I said he'd do something crude.
I'm not in the mood to defend Dave's crudeness.
Alrighty. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We were done quite a while ago. Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for joining us.
We might podcast again this week. Tune in to find out.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. Tomorrow's the first day of school, and I've taken off work to be at the school for the first day of school. And this will be very interesting.
Why?
I just think it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
And it'll probably be very uneventful.
I hope if everything goes well and we've done our jobs, it will be uneventful.
I'm thinking it's going to be pretty uneventful.
Right.
Yeah.
If the headphones don't blow up in people's ears, the kids don't run amok,
the DVD, we're good. All right.
Meanwhile, it's the hottest day of the year.
Okay, we're done. School, can we go?
Be right. Yes, I said we're done.
I know, but you keep going on.
Jeez.
Vios couldn't.
You
know, yes,
you would
everybody.
Think that she didn't even like me.
I do like you a lot, but you just go on. And you know, Reese says that you make her tired.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians
in their daily
walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.